Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to One Word from the Lord. I am Apostle Yvonne Rao.
I'm Pastor Joseph Rao.
Founders and President of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you for listening and riding this train with us. Thank you for those on the line who come on the line every Tuesday. God bless you. I send a shout out to all my Twitter friends who say I never do, but pray for me. I'm going to try a little bit harder. Also, we want to remind you of our other shows. We have a Saturday show at 2 p.m. with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Amen. You want to be a part of that show. Faith comes by hearing. If you want some prayer, if you just want to hear some good old-time preaching.
Come on.
Some stuff that mom and them used to preach.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Some of that kind of preaching. Some of that kind of we don't get no more. I want to encourage you to tune in to her show on Saturday at 2 p.m.
Yes.
And then on Sunday we have something we call the Hour of Power. Too sweet to be sour. Amen.
All right.
We have First Prophet Martha Williams, amen, from the Prophetic Corner. Amen. Both of these women have been trained. They've been under my ministry for over 2 years. And if I put my stamp of approval on them, it's because I know them. You know, the Bible says, know them that labor among you. I know
right.
these women to be women of God,
yeah.
women who study the word, prepare the word, who are ready for you to receive. So tune in on Sunday for the Hour of Power. First, we have Prophet Martha Williams at 5 o'clock Central Time. And then at 5:30, we have Minister Elaine Jackson. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry.
Yes.
Amen. Like I said, these women we know because we've trained them and we've walked with them and walked them through and that kind of thing. So we know that you're going to get a good word from them. So we want to encourage if you come over here, go to the Saturday show and go to the Sunday show so you can hear a word from the Lord. We always need a word from the Lord.
That's right.
We may not always take the time to pray or to read our word, but, you know, they made it so easy for us by bringing in social media and those kind of things where we can catch a word somewhere all the time, every day, all day, 24 hours a day. So
yes.
tune into that. And then on Monday we have Moments in the Spirit by Minister Michelle. Amen. It's a two-minute clip that we send out either through your email or as a text. It's a voice text. It's just something that jumpstarts your week because, you know, after Sunday, Monday comes. Yes, Lord.
Right.
Monday comes. Mm. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down, but if you catch this one, if you catch Moments in the Spirit, you won't be able to sing that song. Amen. So be a part of Moments in the Spirit. That's if you become a partner with us, we'll send you that. That will put you on our personal prayer list, and also I will give you a call and talk to you. I have tons of people who say, can you call me, can you call me, can you call me? Look, time is money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be real. When you go to your job, because you spend your time there, at the end of the week or the 2 weeks or the month or whatever you do, you expect them to pay you because you're giving them your time.
Right.
So if I give you my time, I'm not asking for you to pay me because Jesus already paid it. But I'm just saying, give a little something. So for offering $25, that being said, for offering $25 or more, you can become a partner with us. You get Moments in the Spirit. You get on our personal prayer list. You'll know someone is praying for you, fervently praying for you.
That's right.
And then we will call you and talk to you personally. All right, with that being said, Pastor, you open us up in prayer.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, dear Lord, we thank you, O God, that you woke us up this morning, O God, out of a dead sleep into a conscious reality. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that you gave us air to breathe on today, O God. Father, we thank you that we got food on our table, clothes on our back. Father, the things that we take for granted, we come today to tell you thank you. Thank you that there's someone that is sleeping on a bridge today, O God. Father, we thank you for having a roof over our heads. Father, we just come to tell you thank you. We thank you for those that are laying on their sick bed, O God. Father, we know that you are the healer.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we ask you right now to send your angels, God, to encamp round and about their beds, oh, God. Let no hurt, harm, nor danger come nigh their dwelling. Father, we praise you right now in advance for what you're getting ready to do. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. We thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall be able to prosper. Oh, God, we thank you right now that you alone are worthy to be praised. Oh, God, we thank you that we can look high, good God Almighty, look to the hills from which our help cometh, knowing that our help cometh from you. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the word that shall go forth on tonight. Father, we ask you right now to allow it to be a word in season in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for it right now. We ask that you would anoint the voices, oh, God, that come forth. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thanks for the awesome prayer. I don't see anyone on the line that has pressed the one, so I'm assuming everybody got what they needed through that prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
So we're going to go to the word tonight, coming from the book of Nehemiah. We just want to take time to encourage you tonight.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes we do the work of the ministry, and nobody ever say thank you. Nobody ever say you're doing a good job. Nobody ever say, you know, keep up the good work. Nobody ever takes the time to say that at all. We lift up people who are already lifted up. You know, people with big ministries, we continue to lift them up. But what about the little people? What about the, you know, we can have some of these big folks, and I'm just going to keep it real. We can have some of these big come into town, tear up the town, left all kind of talkers everywhere. And the little church. With about 10 people in there, and that pastor got to build them up again, got to fix them up again, got to encourage them again,
right.
Got to do all that again. And then someone come to town, and, well, amen, they're not all they're supposed to be. And the little pastor or the little evangelist or whoever got to build them up again, got to keep them straight, got to sustain them. So I just want to say thank you to the pastors, to the ministers, to the leaders, to the Sunday school teachers, to the superintendents, to everybody who is doing the work of the ministry, to the people who go out and pass out tracts, the people who feed the hungry, people who clothe those that are naked, the people who go to the prison. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
You're doing a good work. Don't let nobody pull you down. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody block you. Don't let nobody tell you you're not doing a good job. And don't let nobody fool you into thinking what you're doing don't matter, because whatever you do for Christ will last.
All right. Now.
Anything, everything you do for Christ will last. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're doing it with an ulterior motive, if you're doing it trying to get famous or your name or whatever, then that's different. But if you're doing it just because, you know, you love the Lord and you just want to do something, whatever your hands find to do, you want to do something, then we want to say thank you.
Thank you.
And we want to tell you that you're doing a good work.
That's right.
So don't come down. Don't let folk pull you down. Don't let them snatch you down. And folk got a bad way. Well, I'm not going to talk about it. Just read it.
Chapter
Nehemiah.
6. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1, and it reads, "Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages, the plain of, oh, no."
Now, that right there should have been enough to say,
oh, no.
I mean, to say, let's meet at a place called,
oh, no.
That would make me say, oh, no. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
But doesn't it happen every time you're trying to do the work of the ministry or do something for God, whether it's small, or, you know what, I'm going to change that, because everything is great in God's eye. Whatever you do for Christ is great in his eyes.
That's
like
right.
I said, whether you're passing out tracts, or you're praying for people, mm-hmm. you're feeding the hungry, whatever you're doing, you may think you're doing nothing. If you're just praying for your community, mm-hmm. if you're just praying for your neighbors, praying for the sick, whatever you're doing is great in the eyes of God.
Right.
Isn't it somehow when you start doing stuff, when you didn't got a mind to, you know what, I'm going to do this, I don't care what nobody say, I'm going to fortify this city, I'm going to make sure this thing is right. He said they didn't know some little gap stuff. He hadn't put the doors on yet. But here they come.
But the wall had been built.
The wall had been built with no doors.
With no doors on it.
And here comes Sanballat and
Tobias.
Folks are always going to come and have some shit.
You're always going to have your naysayers whenever you're doing things for the Lord. You're always going to have somebody, and you know, they come to distract you.
That's exactly.
They just come to distract you. They come to take your focus off what you're doing unto the Lord.
And not only take your focus and distract you, but to make you think what you're doing is nothing.
Right. Want to minimize what you're doing for the Lord all the time. How many of you know that the Lord might not be in the house where it's 10,000?
All right now.
You know, the Lord might be in the house where there's 10, where there's 20. You see, I mean, he's only going to be where the Holy Ghost is welcome. So why would you think that, you know, and that's where we go wrong at. We think only the mega churches, the Lord might not be in the mega churches. He might be in the storefront, the one that has invited him in, the one who has welcomed him in. I mean, you know, he don't come where he's not welcome. You know, he's a gentleman. God don't come to a place and knock the door down. You got to invite him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's a gentleman.
So don't be discouraged. We want you to be encouraged on tonight.
Right.
On that whatever you're doing for the Lord is.
Yes, yes. And it went on to say, but they thought, he said, well, you know, they invited him to come to the villages in the plain of Ono. But they had thought.
That's too funny right there. It's like, they should have got it right there. That would have been the end of it right there.
Right.
I want to talk to him no more, no more conversation,
so
no more nothing.
Why must I meet him at Ono?
Come with me at Oh Yes?
Oh Yes. I'm at Ono. You know, Ono just simply means, Oh no. But they thought to do him mischief at Ono. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Wilt I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times.
Four more times. Now, look, I'm not meeting you at the place called Oh No. We're not going there.
Right.
If it can't be Oh Yes, we're not going there.
Right.
So then they tell him to come down and meet with me. And they sent that same message. How many times?
Four times.
Because the enemy don't give up.
He's relentless.
Now, the first time, you know, we may do pretty good. The second time, we may still be in it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
But the third time, most of them left and went home and got in the bed. And went,
Come on.
But he didn't give up.
Yeah. That,
four
that,
times. Four same message.
Times.
That's the aggravation.
And he done told him every time, why should the work cease?
Why should the work cease? Why should I stop doing what I'm doing
right.
to come down to meet with you?
Come on, you're doing a good work. Why would you come? Why stop doing the good work that you're doing because somebody all of a sudden got a problem? They want to choose a seat.
They want to talk
they
to
want
you.
To talk to y'all.
You didn't want to talk to me when I wasn't doing nothing.
That's it.
What you want to talk to me now for? Y'all had better get some backbone because we're living in a time where if we ain't got no backbone, somebody's going to run over you.
Because basically what they want, what a lot of them are doing and what they want you to do now is to join their not doing anything club.
All right.
Because
now.
You're doing something. So they want to talk. They want to tell you why you can't complete the work that you've done. Come on, where were they when you started the work?
All right.
Hello.
Come on.
Where were they when you started doing what God called you to do? Now all of a sudden they just want you to stop what you're doing because if you're not careful, you listen. If folks are not for you, guess what? They're against you.
Well.
And so, and those that are against you, I want you to know that that's what they want to do. They want to discourage you. They want to tell you what you're doing is insignificant. And if you're not careful, they be done talk you out of. You be done took your ball and bat
and
went on.
And went on.
My God. Come on now.
Sitting at the table having a hot dog and a Coke.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how you got there. Well, you got there because you got around the wrong folks. You got to be careful who you allow to speak into your life. I'm going to say that again. You have to be careful who you allow to speak into your life because you just don't know who there is that is sent. You know, there's some secret agents out there.
Well,
sent to discourage you.
Sent.
They were sent
on an assignment.
My.
To make you feel like what you was doing wasn't right.
Yeah.
Make you feel like you're insignificant.
Yeah.
Make you feel like what you're doing ain't nothing.
Come on.
The devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie.
Hear the word of the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
What you're doing, whatever you're doing, it's a great work. You don't have to come down
right.
to fool this foolishness at the plane of yeah. oh no.
Right.
And talk to them.
Come on.
They didn't talk to you, and you were talking about, Lord, what do you want me to do?
That's it. And they only want to talk to you because they want to figure out how you decided to do what you're doing, where you're doing it, who told you that you could do it, and why didn't you ask me to help you do it? And no. Hey, look, God gave me the word, so I'm doing the work. So he must intend for you to be a part of it if he told me
right.
and he didn't tell you.
And there are those who will encourage you, who will push you, who will tell you you're doing a good work, you're doing a good job, don't give up, keep going,
right.
don't throw in a towel.
That's it.
But then there are some who won't do that, who will tell you, girl, you ain't doing nothing, you need to just stop. Why you even try? Y'all remember Job's wife, right?
Mm.
So why don't you just curse God and die?
I guess you want him to meet at the place of old no. And I'm sure Job said, oh, no. See, that's just, be careful. That's why it's important that you allow God to order your steps. And so, Lord, and you got to make sure that you don't, it's all right to say hello, and you got to love them, but some folks, you just got to love from a distance. Because they want to distract you, stop you from doing. They want you to come down and hang out with them. Because if you hang out with them, you end up doing nothing like they're doing nothing.
And nothing for nothing leaves nothing.
My God.
Man.
So, and if you're doing anything at all,
you're doing a
great
work. Come on, Beth. Let's finish this up.
And it went on to say, then Sanballat, his servant. They sent Sanballat, his servant, unto me in that like manner the fifth time.
Lord Jesus.
With an open letter in his hand.
So now sending him a messenger to say, hey, I need to meet with you, that wasn't enough. He did it four times, and that didn't work.
This time,
I'm going to send him, and I'm going to send an open letter so that you will know that you know that you know.
Right.
This really came from Sanballat and Tobias. Who cares?
Who cares where it came from? The work needs to continue. The work
should not cease. Don't you come down. I don't care whether it's an open letter, closed letter. Who
Telegram,
cares?
Telegraph.
Yes.
It don't matter.
Who does that?
My.
But there are people. There are some. There are some.
But here they come with an open letter in his hand, wherein it was written, it is reported among the heathen. who would you care? Who's reporting to the heathen? That's why they're reporting to the heathen, because they ain't going to report to God's people. Hello.
Somebody needs to get this. So it was reported of the heathen.
Of the heathen. And Gashmu said it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel.
Listen, this was it.
For which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. My. Then I sent unto him, saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou, feignest them out of thine own heart. invented them.
In other words, he said, y'all just a blind wonder. I don't care if you come to me yourself one time, two times, three times, four times. On the fifth time, you come with an open lie, open letter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. You're still a blind wonder.
You can show up on the chariot.
There is no such thing going on.
Y'all
got it all twisted.
Went on to say y'all invented this.
Y'all done invented it in your own mind. Y'all calling this man.
My God.
And then brought to me and think I'm going to fall for it.
My.
You know, because the enemy sit back and he watches you. And he come up with stuff that he think he can entice you with.
Mm.
He can draw you in.
Yeah.
But Nehemiah didn't, he wasn't drawn in. That's a,
no.
He said, y'all come up with this mess.
He said, there's no such thing.
There's no such thing going on like
nothing
that.
Nothing like that. I mean, if somebody wanted you, and I'm sure he knew that if he was needed somewhere that it was of God, come on, God would reveal that to him himself.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Don't you know that if God wants you to stop doing something that you're doing, he will tell you. You don't need somebody, you don't need one of the frozen chosen telling
all
you
right
that.
Not. Because after all, he was the one that told him to go rebuild the wall.
That's it.
He was the one that told him, they sent him to go rebuild the wall.
Right.
So if there was a change in assignment, then
right.
God himself would have told him. Or he was in a prophet.
He would have revealed it.
He would have revealed it to him. He didn't need Sam Bowles and Tobias to tell him nothing.
Keep sending messengers and this and that. So you have to be very careful who you allow to speak and to say, thus says the Lord. I mean, not everybody a prophet.
Thus says something. Something and somebody.
Yeah.
But it's not the Lord.
My. Come on now. So you have to be very careful who you allow to come to you. And look, first of all, you got to know that the devil is not happy that you're doing something unto the Lord. So what he's going to do? He's going to send you distractions.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send folks a lying wonder your way. Come on, just to distract you. And if you can get distracted, he can distract you just long enough. He can probably talk you out of doing what God done told you to do.
Amen.
So you have to be very careful about who you even tell your dreams to.
Ooh, what you talking about?
I almost said that again. You have to be careful who you tell your dreams to, because there are some dream killers out there.
Dream killers.
Dream killers, thought provokers, lying wonders out there. You have to be very careful. Because, I mean, you know, when you tell your dream to somebody, come on now, it'll be like they might try to steal your dream. Hallelujah.
Well, amen.
They will steal your dream.
It has been done.
They will steal your dream if you're not careful.
Get around some folks that believe like you believe.
Yeah.
Get around some folks that will encourage you, that will lift you up,
right. That
will hold you up in prayer, that will intercede on your behalf,
yeah. That
will encourage you. And sometimes we do need to be, what's the word?
Encouraged.
No. We need to be corrected.
Right.
Sometimes, but, you know, you correct them in love. You ain't got to correct me and whoop me all at the same time.
My.
Nah, you ain't my mama, nor my daddy, so I don't need that.
That's right.
But if you got folks going to correct you and like they're getting a belt out, and sit down.
My. Come on.
But we got to make sure we're right around the right kind of people. We get around the wrong kind of people and we miss God and we don't do the thing that he told us to do, even though somebody else thought it was small. You know it's great because he gave it to you.
Right.
You don't know where it'll take you to. You don't know what he's doing in this. Rome wasn't built in a day. Nothing was built in a day.
That's right.
It was built brick by brick by brick by brick. One thing at a time.
You're right.
How did you gonna let folks discourage you because you're doing one thing at a time? Even Paul had said to know that one plant and one waters and God gives increase. Paul realized he couldn't do it all. He couldn't plant and water and give the increase at all at the same time. So that means somebody got to pass our tracks. Somebody go out there and witness to people. Somebody go out there and smile and hug somebody. Somebody got to tell them Jesus loves them.
Right.
So just something simple as that. That's a good word.
That's it.
You know how many people don't know that Jesus loves them?
My.
A whole lot of folks.
That's it.
So don't be discouraged. Don't let nobody fool you that you ain't doing nothing.
Oh.
As long as you're doing what God told you to do, you're doing a good work.
Come on.
Don't come down because somebody else is saying, well, you know, you could be over here doing this, doing that, doing nothing.
Mama.
They'll pull you out of your place, thank God, and pick you somewhere and have you doing nothing.
Exactly. Exactly right.
But if that's what you want, meet him at the place called Oh No.
Oh No. And it went on and said in verse 9, let's go on, after he had told him that, come on, there's no such thing. You guys done invented this. He went on and said in verse 9, for they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. So therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. So they done invented this thing, said your hands going to be weak. Keep on building.
Yeah, just keep on. You know, because if people come at you long enough, you know, they feel like if I hit you long enough, eventually you're going to get weak.
Yeah.
But they don't know whose side you're standing on.
They
don't understand you're standing on a strong foundation.
Yeah.
They don't know you're standing on the foundation that was built by God. So you may bend, but you ain't going to fall.
My
hand may get weak, but they're not going to fall off. I'm going to keep on working.
Yeah.
I may get tired, and sometimes we do, but we can keep on working. We do it on our jobs. We do it with our children. We do it in prayer.
Yeah.
We come to God. We get tired. We don't want to do nothing.
And God even said, well, you weak, he be strong.
That's the place he's
so,
not strong in that, when we're weak.
And when you're in your weak place, God is strength for you, to God Almighty.
So we want you to be encouraged on today and know that whatever you're doing for the Lord,
it's important.
It's important.
That's right.
Because even though you may just be giving someone a hug and saying, God bless you, God loves you.
That's your ministry.
That's your ministry.
Come on, man.
That may be just what that person needs. That person might have been at a place of suicide. Put your arms around them and they felt something they never felt before. And you said, God loves you. That could have changed their whole life, changed their whole outlook on life.
Yeah. I had a coworker once that had lost his mother, and all he needed was a hug. And God put me in his path just to give him a hug. And the next day he told me, he said, you know, Pastor Ryle, I appreciate what you did for me yesterday, you know, that I needed a hug. I didn't need scripture. I didn't need a sermon. I needed a friend. I needed a hug. And you were there to give me a hug. You see, a lot of times we try to do just way too much.
Too much.
All he wants.
He ain't telling us to do.
Stuff we're not telling him to do. All he needed was a hug. He didn't need me to give him 20 scriptures. He just needed a shoulder to cry on. Folks just need you to be there, just to be an ear. Hallelujah. Just to be a shoulder for them to cry on. Be sure that you know, do the things that God had asked you to do. Don't take it upon yourself. Because how many of you know, sometimes all they need to know is that people really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's true.
So, you know, just you let them know how much you care just by opening up your arms and receiving them. Amen. Don't stop doing what you're doing. But that's your ministry. If you find yourself always somewhere out in the shopping centers and whatever, witnessing, that's your ministry. Don't let nobody try to belittle that.
In the grocery stores.
Right.
Can I share something with you?
Exactly.
Tell them about stopping from doing that.
Yeah.
You had better do what God told you to do.
That's it. Because you might be the only Jesus they ever see.
Come on.
You might be it. So
let's pray. If you don't know Jesus in the part of your sin,
yeah.
They just call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yeah.
So all you have to do tonight is just say, Jesus, save me. I need you. I'm tired of living this life this way. I need you. Come into my forgiving for my sins.
Yes.
If you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Angels and
hallelujah.
Soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
It comes into the body. I want you to get your Bible, begin to read your Bible. If you can't get a Bible, can't afford a Bible, don't have a Bible, go to your local library or the internet. There are Bibles everywhere. You know, we can have excuses about everything. I can't get this, can't get that. But, you know, if we really want it bad enough, we'll do it. We'll find a way.
That's it.
So find a way to get your Bible and read it. Read it for yourself so that you can know how much he loves you, because he really does love you.
Yes.
He loves you so much that he gave his life for you.
Yes, yes.
What kind of love is that?
Hmm.
But what kind, how do you express that kind of love?
That's true, friend.
That a man will give his life for a friend.
Yes.
Not for his brother, not for his mother, not for his father, but for a friend.
For a friend.
Jesus.
Wow.
Be encouraged. Inbox us, know you said that prayer, and we'll tell you what next, because oftentimes people say that prayer and they have no more instructions. Nothing else to do. What I do next. I mean, you know, what I do. So inbox us if you said that, and we're going to get out of here. But we want you to be encouraged in the Lord and whatever you're doing. Know that what you're doing is a great work. Don't let nobody pull you down.
Right.
I mean nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Nobody.
Know that God loves you with an everlasting love, and he'll always be there with you. He'll always be there for you. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So don't allow the sandals and the Tobias of the world to
distract.
Pull you down and distract you and cause you to lose your place in God.
Mm-hmm.
That hit somebody. You're going to mess around and lose your place in God.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose your place in God, sometimes you can't get it back.
All right, now.
Because some of us know what these distractions are, and we give in to them thinking, you know, I'm just going, you know, I'm going to talk to them for a few minutes. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't come down. You're doing a great work. You're doing a great work. For those of you who listen every Tuesday and Saturday and on Sundays and Moments in the Spirit, you're doing a great work. You're learning something. You're growing. You're doing a great work. And one day you'll be able to do the same thing. We believe in you. We want you to do good.
Amen.
So continue to do the things that you're doing, because you're doing a great work. Amen. We got to get out of here. Our time is up. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. God bless you.
God bless.
And we love you.